short podcast, I would like to introduce you to msmobiles.com podcast, which is running already for a couple of weeks. I have just published number 22. And msmobiles.com podcast is exclusively about Microsoft-powered cell phones, such as Microsoft Smartphone and Pocket PC Phone Edition. If you are a user of Apple iPod, you may be stressed that it is impossible to do a lot of things. It's impossible to use Skype from Apple iPod. It's impossible to mix and add music to your recordings in Apple iPod. Don't worry. You can do all these things in Pocket PC Phone Edition. There is Skype, so if you have wireless network, Wi-Fi, so-called Wi-Fi network at home, you can use Skype directly from your Pocket PC phone. Such phone is available nowadays in all countries. If Pocket PC phone is too big for you, then T-Mobile is selling mini version of this phone, so you can have Pocket PC Phone Edition Mini. It is called MDA Compact. If this still is too big for you, then the smallest smartphone in the world of all platforms is available as Microsoft Smartphone, and it is called in Europe Orange SPV C500, or it is called in USA AudioVox STM5600. Blogger whose name is Robert Scoble, who is working for Microsoft, is using exactly this AudioVox STM560, and the European version of this phone is called Orange SPV C500, and I am using it. This is a very small cell phone, size similar to the Sony Ericsson T610, and it is very powerful, very fast, and very long battery life, and you can run third-party software, you can record software. So smartphone is a small version of the Microsoft Windows Mobile platform. It has keypad and it has no touchscreen, and the bigger version is called Pocket PC Phone, or PDA, Pocket PC PDA with Wi-Fi, or Pocket PC Phone with Wi-Fi, has possibility as the only mobile device on the market to run Skype. In Trio, you cannot do it. In Symbian, you cannot do it. But in Pocket PC phones, you can use Skype. Pocket PC phones has also vast library of software available. It is around 20,000 titles. Microsoft smartphone platform is smaller and it doesn't have such a big library of software available. So, you see. And there is currently situation looks so that in market share, Microsoft has overtaken Palm in handhelds. However, in smartphones and PDA phones, smartphone means usually a small cell phone with keypad and without touchscreen, and PDA phone means usually a cell phone with touchscreen or with full QWERTY keyboard, mini keyboard. It means thumb keyboard, which you have to use with thumbs. But PDA phones usually should have touchscreen. Microsoft, unfortunately, is not number one in smartphones. Symbian, which is a corporation owned by Nokia and by Sony Ericsson mainly, is the number one in smartphones. However, not in USA. In USA, number one is Trio, 600. Trio, generally speaking, is number one. But Microsoft is, cell phones are rising very quickly, and they provide a lot of fascinating features like built-in Wi-Fi. And apart from that, all Pocket PC phones have SD card slot, so even if your Pocket PC phone doesn't have built-in Wi-Fi, you can add SD/IO Wi-Fi card and you can use Wi-Fi. And if you can use Wi-Fi, it means that you can use Skype. I have to admit that by now nobody managed yet to run Skype over GPRS. It means over cellular internet connection, which would be interesting in some countries where there is flat rate connection. However, it is possible that in future somebody will manage it. It works now perfectly with Wi-Fi. And nowadays a lot of people have wireless LAN, it means Wi-Fi, at home. If you don't have it, then what are you waiting for? It costs only around 100 euro. A very good wireless access point. If you already have internet at home, then very good, very reliable wireless access point. And I recommend you Netgear company, which is the best company for networking equipment at home. I don't know, in enterprises it is Cisco, but at home it is Netgear. Costs 100 euro. And if you are buying, then buy right away so-called wireless standard 802.11G, so that it is compatible with G and it is compatible also with B. B is the standard which is nowadays already coming out of the fashion, but it is still in all PDAs, it is B. So 802.11B is a standard for Wi-Fi, which is the most common standard. If you are on the airport, if you are somewhere, then you can use it. But the most important thing is that Windows Mobile is the only mobile platform which you can use for voice over IP with use of Skype. No other platform offers it. There's no Skype for Symbian, there's no Skype for Palm, there's no Skype for Trio, whatever. Okay, and podcast, msmobiles.com podcast usually is about latest news, what is going on in today or like a couple latest days. And I'm covering this news and telling you the story. And what's the difference between msmobiles.com and another websites devoted to Microsoft-powered cell phones or to Microsoft PDAs? You may ask yourself, what is the difference? The difference is that msmobiles.com is a kind of tabloid. It is telling things that other websites don't dare to tell. Why other websites don't dare to tell these things? Because the other websites have relationship with Microsoft through various things. For example, the people are Microsoft MVPs, the people have some are being invited to various conferences, and I don't mind. And people involved in MS Mobile, they don't care about this stuff, and they don't care about brown nosing of Microsoft. That what we care about is readers, that readers get proper information about their cell phones. Of course, we are a little bit biased. Myself, I am a little bit biased because I prefer Microsoft-powered cell phones to another cell phones. However, this bias is grounded because I'm convinced that Microsoft-powered cell phones are offering such things that another platforms are not able to offer. One of these things is, for example, .NET platform, which is available for Microsoft-powered cell phones, for PDA phones and for smartphones. But it is not available at all for Trio, and it is not available at all for Symbian or for Palm OS. So, in msmobiles.com, you will find stories and information that another websites are not providing because they don't dare to provide. And you also will find the same information that is in another Windows Mobile websites. That, however, is commented with completed with information that you will not find elsewhere, because they simply don't dare to do it. And another interesting story is that msmobiles.com, which is available at www.msmobiles.com, and there is also a podcast for this, there is a link, XML podcast link on the front page. And if you would like to get information how to do podcasting, what is podcasting, and how to do podcasting of msmobiles.com podcast, then just go to www.msmobiles.com/podcast or www.msmobiles.com/podcasting, and then you will find a story about how to do podcasting, what is podcasting, and how to connect to the channel of msmobiles.com if you cannot notice this XML podcast link on the front page. So I would like to repeat that with msmobiles.com you will get information you cannot find elsewhere. I was going to various conferences in various countries. I was with my friends. Once it was, for example, with my friend who was a photographer. Mostly I'm going alone because it costs a lot of money to go to conference, for example, to France or to Switzerland.
Netherlands, Germany, USA, and so on. So I'm going to conferences, and most cases I'm usually accredited as journalist. So it is not. I have my day job, and I'm of course working on another stuff, but I don't think that it can be considered as blog, because it is providing information that is not personal. This is providing information about Microsoft cell phones, and this is information which is not available elsewhere. And I'm going to conferences, and I have been accredited at 3GSM Congress, the biggest cell phone industry conference in the world as journalist. I was accredited as journalist at 3GSM, ITU in Switzerland, for example, in CeBIT, the biggest conference in the world as far as IT technology is as journalist. So I was accredited as journalist in various conferences on equal terms as another journalist. I was even able to ask questions to big bosses like boss of Nokia, boss of Sony Ericsson, and I was able to chat, and there is interviews. If you go to www.msmobiles.com and you click on articles, and then you search for the word interview, you will see that I have been interviewing people from various corporations, including vice presidents, and top managers. I have been interviewing like 5, 6, 7 people from Microsoft Windows Mobile, but also I have been interviewing vice president of Motorola. And this was at the time when there was no podcasting, so unfortunately only part of these interviews I have published as podcasts. But in future, I will publish more as podcasts also. But you should keep in mind, I am not a blogger. MSMobiles.com is you can consider it as a tabloid for Windows Mobile devices. This is there are some other people involved who are fans and who are not revealing themselves, or who are revealing themselves. Doesn't matter. The point is that this is independent website from Microsoft. Microsoft has no influence on it. But on the other hand, this website has a purpose to provide maximally independent and reliable information. Sometimes this information looks like witch hunting, or like something which is which could be considered as contentious, but I don't agree. This is simply to provide information to readers. And I just forgot to tell you that msmobiles.com is one of the very few websites devoted to Windows Mobile that has full AvantGo channel. www.avantgo.com www.avantgo.com. This is an offline reading technology, and AvantGo is releasing soon new version, improved version of this technology. And normally, if you are reading some website, and if you would like to use this website as read this website offline in your mobile device, there is AvantGo client, and you can then read it, but you have to put a custom channel, and there is limitation on number of custom channel readers and so on. No, with msmobiles.com there is full channel, so you just go to the www.msmobiles.com and you click on this AvantGo link, and then you can subscribe to the full channel, and then AvantGo content is especially designed for AvantGo, so you can read it offline. You can synchronize your mobile device with PC when PC is connected to internet, and you can read it offline and save yourself money for wireless connections. Not many websites can do it. I think only 2 or 3 websites in Windows Mobile offer it. And msmobiles.com is providing you also with articles, with latest news stories. And msmobiles.com podcast is mainly about news, latest news about Microsoft cell phones, but it contains also reviews with people. There was reviews with several people involved in Windows Mobile and latest stories. So msmobiles.com podcast.